Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, you are going to enjoy this segment. I had a chance to visit with this lady on the phone not too long ago, and it was just such an invigorating, inspiring conversation. I know you're going to enjoy it. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Community Development Loan Officer with Small Business Assistance Corporation, Miss Cherie Darien. How are you?
I am fabulous. In fact, I think I answered that way the last time. Is there an echo?
Yes, you did.
Well, Cherie, can you talk a little bit about what you're up to at the SBAC?
I am I think I've been the best kept secret for a long time, at least for the last 3 years. But right now I am becoming the business lender in the area. And the area I'm referencing is Southeast Georgia and parts of South Carolina Lowcountry. So whoever is out there that needs a small business loan need to remember my name and this broadcast.
Absolutely. Now, is the SBAC, are you part of the SBA, or is this an independent company that just works with the SBA? How do y'all work?
We actually are a certified lender for SBA loans with the U.S. Department of Treasury, of course. And so, yes, we loan federal dollars as well as local dollars.
Now, who typically comes to you? Are they just beginning businesses or existing businesses that just need a loan? How does it work?
Actually, they're new and existing businesses. It's really for business owners that cannot attain financing at traditional banks.
And then how does that, for people who don't understand or maybe aren't familiar about getting a loan at a bank, it's not that simple. Like a lot of the commercials make it seem like they have all this money and they're just happy to loan it out, but it's pretty complicated, isn't it?
Well, you need to at least have an idea, and then of course you need to do your homework. So you need to have a business plan, excuse me, and one that you can seriously articulate. So, but I think most business owners, when they start, they just think how they're going to put a product and sell it. Create a product and sell it, or even a service for that point. But it's a little bit more in depth than that. But that's the beauty of SBAC versus a traditional bank, because not only do we offer the loans, we actually also provide the technical assistance, which sometimes is a little bit over the top of people's heads as far as the small business owners. It's kind of not why they get started in business to have to do homework. It's like going back to school. They really just want to do the job.
Do their work, right?
Provide the service.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say you help in that area, so you're helping them with the business plan or helping them write that, or is that part of your services, or you point them in a direction that can help them get that done?
We do. We have partners. I'm sure you guys are familiar with SCORE, who have experts that actually mentor and counsel small business owners. So they work. Actually, they're in the same building where SBAC and I am. But those experts, professionals who are basically retired now, offer their assistance at no fee to our small business owners to get them where they need to go. And then, of course, we're here with the funding when they can't get them from those regular sources because of various issues. Mainly, or most times, it involves credit issues or lack of knowledge. It also includes health issues. You know, when people get sick, life just happens. And many times divorce impacts their credit as well. So, but we're here. We're here to kind of soften that fall for them and help them get up. So it's a hand up, certainly not a handout.
Right. And you can help them navigate, you know, hey, if you fill out this form, if you do this yes. way, or if you frame what you're doing in this manner, maybe you'll have better luck in getting the loan. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is exactly right. So we have done a great job. It's interesting. This is my third week here at SBAC. Of course, in the previous radio interview, I shared how I left corporate banking about 3 years ago. And this was pretty much my passion at that time. So I left with a pretty audacious, bold desire, and that was to, I left the bank to start a bank. And the type of bank was a CDFI. And I'm probably jumping ahead of you, but it's the passion that automatically flows when I start talking about it, because it's not, for me, this is not a job. It's really a professional assignment. It's really just a calling, in which I call it or refer to it. And so, and for various reasons, and I could really just talk for the rest of the show. So I'm going to let you ask a question before
I
jump ahead of you.
A CDFI is a community development financial institution. And why don't you explain how that's different than a bank?
So really, essentially, our ideal clients are the customers that the banks cannot lend to for various reasons, of course. So we are here with the CDFI to really offer that financing to that group of people. So for we provide the financial services, i.e. loans, primarily to low-income communities and people who cannot get access to financing.
Now, are these
kind of keep it layman's terms?
Are is it loans and like lines of credit, or is it primarily loans?
Primarily loans. No line of credit. It's a loan.
So then, in this case, it would be what's the amounts you loan? Is it just like $1,000 up to $1 million, or is there kind of a sweet spot for you guys?
Actually, it's a range. And you were asking a question earlier, basically, who would be our ideal customer. And it's, again, the new business owners as well as existing. So those that are starting up, those that may be in a growth spurt or want to expand. So it's a variety that we lend to. But the loans start as small as $2,500. And that particular loan is called a small step loan. So that's for the business owners that may not necessarily have already established business credit.
Right.
And so that's a way to start, it, you know, baby steps, if you will. And then they actually go up to $500,000. And I'm looking at my cheat sheet because I didn't want to tell you guys wrong. But then we also include a SBA loan that a maximum of $5.5
million. Wow.
So we have a wide scope, a huge scope. And it's amazing. What I was going to say is I've been here. This is my third week. And so I'm just getting acquainted with the people in Savannah, which are beautiful people here. And I've been running into so many people who right now are doing so well that, of course, they've outgrown us. But their stories are amazing, that there was a time when they started, now 41 years in business, for instance. One of the stories I was just privy to, when she started, they came to SBAC. But now, of course, they outgrew us. So essentially what we're doing is creating customers for the banks.
Right, because what happens is once they make it, then they probably, are there better terms at a bank, or why wouldn't they just continue with you guys?
Well, because low-hanging fruit. And I'm just going to be frank with you. We've already, think about in business, you want to make, do it easier, quicker, smarter. And so that's what they do. If I was still in corporate banking and I knew that this customer was perfect for my portfolio, I'm going to chase that customer. That's essentially what they do.
Right. So now,
of course, they make it appealing.
But you had mentioned that this is a calling for you. So you're really trying to help these people that maybe are getting ignored by the traditional banks and they're underserved, and you're giving them a shot at operating their own business, right?
Absolutely. And really, I'll tell you how I got what really drew me to it. I watched a movie, and it's called Spent, like you spent all your money.
Right.
S-P-N-T. Mm-hmm. It's Spent movie. So anyone who wants to watch it, please, please watch it. And that pretty much changed the trajectory of my life because I saw really the nuts and crannies of banking, the inside of banking.
Right.
And how it wasn't serving the financially underserved.
Right.
And I mean, if you know my story, I talked a little bit about my book earlier. I was not born with a silver spoon in my life by any means. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up really fast. I learned a lot. Consider myself blessed, very fortunate for where I am today. But I know about needing a second chance or enduring life's hardships. In fact, I pride myself on saying that I have a PhD in second chances and two black belts in enduring and overcoming hardships. So that's why my heart is towards that particular segment of people, because I've lived it. I'm not just telling you something that I just do for a living. No, I literally have lived it. And so I can identify directly with this group of people. And not that they just want to get over. No, they just really need help. And many times they don't know what to do. And so we're here to answer that.
So they might come to you with a business that's maybe in the beginning stages, and you're able to help them get the funding they need to take it to the next level.
Exactly. It's growing with them. And that's the beauty of the story I shared with you earlier, that they were here in the beginning and kind of, you know, of course, outgrew us. But I love those stories because they can, it resonates with those that are trying to get started now. One company, 41 years, another one, 20 years, another one, 10. And they vary. Like one of them is an appliance store. The other one was, I just met yesterday. He's the owner of Savannah Bee Company, and they make honey. It's just growing by leaps and bounds. And then another one is like in a gallery, and she creates jewelry. Mm-hmm. And it's just all exploded. So it's not like one particular type of business. In fact, when I was in corporate banking, we had what was called a moratorium list, meaning there are certain industries we're just not going to touch at all. Now, from a business practice, I understand why they do that. They don't have an appetite for everything.
Sure.
Which is why we have, you know, a strategic audience as well. I get that. But there were certain businesses that we just could not serve in that arena. Here is so diverse, and I love that. I really do. And I'm all about people's stories. So I get to really hear about why they got started and their passions.
Well, why don't you walk us through what it's like to apply for one of your loans? Like, what's required?
Well, it's a loan application, of course. And of course, we have the basic stuff. If it's a brand new business, then of course, we look for the business plan, because there's really nothing else other than the projections of what they expect it to do or the profit it's going to make. But just a standard application with personal taxes, business taxes, if they have that, personal financial statement, profit and loss statement. And again, some of this terminology that I may be speaking may be over a business owner's head, but we are here to work with them with all of those things and help them kind of, you know, digest it all.
Right. Because if they never run a business before and they don't have like kind of a multi-year history and you're asking them for projections, I mean, they could come up with numbers that are, you know, what they'd like them to be, but they won't have any basis in reality. They need some guidance in that area, right?
Exactly. And that's why I'm so excited about our partnership with SCORE and SBDC. There's so many, the city of Savannah, right here is just so many resources available, even the local schools, colleges, USC in Carolina. There's just so many resources at people's disposal, but they may not know Armstrong Atlantic. It's just so many. But if they come to us, then we can point them direct where they need to go.
And then
they don't have to worry about getting lost in all of that. So that one-on-one counseling, those resources are available.
And in this case, even if they had applied at a traditional bank, that doesn't disqualify them for this, does it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. In fact, we partner with the banks. No one that I know enjoys being told no. So, nor do we like telling people no. At least I don't enjoy doing that. So for the bankers, like myself, I understand what it was like to have applications that were denied. And so for that banker, instead of them saying, "I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, that your loan was denied," they can say, "We can't do it, but I have another option for you." And so we partner with those bankers to kind of soften the blow for them. And then, of course, we recycle those clients and bring them. They can have them later.
Right. Now, what if the client, you know, maybe has some bad credit or poor credit in the past? Like, is that something that's a disqualification, or is that something you guys can navigate around sometimes?
Right. So there's a process. What makes us different is we have a volunteer board here, and the board, we go before a loan committee, and these are professional volunteers, of course, some that have been, of course, in banking, attorneys, just people of the community, business owners as well. And much like an attorney that, you know, defends, so do we. We go in and we advocate, basically, which is just sharing the story of the deal of our client, a hiccup, and we share it before our that board, that loan committee, and it's decided that way. We actually, and then there's a vote taken, and if everybody buys in, if we do our job well enough, they get that loan approved.
That sounds like old school, the way they used to do it, with personal relationships and believing the person can, you know, pay back the loan, as opposed to, oh, I just filled out a form and your number didn't match, so you're out.
Right, exactly. So it's more than a number. I do want to say that. And then, of course, we do have personal guarantees, too. So because I do believe, and I guess I should put this disclaimer out, that I do believe if a one truth that a business owner is seriously business, I mean, really serious about their business, is that there is invested interest. In other words, they're just not selling me their story. They are putting whatever they have, no matter what, into it. So if there is some funds that they do have, although they don't have the credit, they need to be willing to put that up as collateral. If they don't have it, but they have a family member or someone else connected to them that has good credit, then yes, that person needs to come on. They need to do everything that they can to make sure we work the deal, because we're just not, you know,
it's not a charity. Right.
For real.
Exactly. And you want someone that's serious about their business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm not saying any false hope and anybody should come in, because I am a prime believer of not wasting my time and I won't waste yours.
Exactly.
Or maybe I should say it the other way around, but we are truly doing business and we're good people doing great work. That's
right.
It.
And you're serving a market that doesn't usually get the attention of financial institutions a lot of times.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. In fact, I wanted to share with you guys really quick. I was reading an article in a local paper here in Savannah called Connect Savannah. And there was a recent killing here on City Market. And so everybody was pretty, of course, upset with that. And the center of the article says more than one in four Savannians live in poverty. We've known this for decades and done almost nothing effective about it. And that just stunned me. And so I'm reading and reading and reading, and it went on to address, again, poverty. Well, we're here. In other words, Savannah, there are resources available to give these young men, like this was a young man, a young African-American man, and I'm African-American, so for anyone listening, no pun intended, but this was a young man who was charged with robbery, or actually he wasn't charged with robbery. He was given a second chance, and he ended up killing someone anyway. And I think it's been something that was uncomfortable. No one really wanted to talk about it. And so it just kind of continued to brew. And now it's spilled over into this. But now they're talking about it. That's my whole point of making this comment. They're talking about it. And so I've taken a personal interest in it as well, to let them know that there are resources here to get to not just the children. Certainly, I believe if we get to the children sooner, then we can prevent these things in the future. That's one way of getting to the root of poverty here in Savannah, through education. Give them other outlets so you don't have to rob and kill someone, start a business.
Right. They shouldn't feel so hopeless and desperate that they have to resort to crime. There are people that want to help, and there are institutions like yours that are trying to give these people a chance if they want to do the work. It's like you said, this isn't some pie in the sky thing. You can't, it's not like winning the lottery. You don't just get a pile of money and then you can do what you want. This is for serious people that want a business and try to help their family by working hard and building a business that can help the community, help their family, help themselves, help their employees. And that's what communities really are need more of, right? They need more people out there battling.
Yes, I truly believe that because, like I said, I was not born with a spoon in my mouth. And so I can truly identify and stand in the middle. I think I'm kind of like the poster child. I'm trying to get the president of SBAC to put me on a billboard in the center of Savannah to let these people know that they can put a face with it, a real face with a real story, who really get it, in layman's term, get it. Like, I don't want to speak over their heads, but the days of there's nothing for us to do or we don't have help is over. Help is here. It's SBAC, and it's been here since 1989.
That's right.
And we have money to lend.
And you want to. That's the thing. It does you no good to have it just sit there. You want to put it to work.
No. So let me put a message out there to Savannah that there are dollars for your city to stop all of the crime, or at least reduce the crime, because I'm not naive, but to reduce it. But if you don't take advantage of the dollars here, guess what? Another city will. And so the funds that we have from federal dollars, they can be returned if we don't use them.
That's right.
So I'm just saying, here and use up the money.
So now,
and I'm trying to reach. Go ahead.
And now if someone's listening and they're on the fence, or maybe they had a bad experience with the bank, how can they get a hold of you to kind of even explore just if they're a right fit for this?
Yes, please reach out to me. My address is 111 East Liberty Street. I am in Suite 100 here in Savannah. My phone number directly, so no worries there. You will speak to me directly, is 912-721-6328. That's basically it. They can visit the website as well. All this information that I shared and more is available there, including our partners like SCORE and SBDC. Sorry. The website address is www.sbacsav.com. So sbacsavannah.com.
Cherie Stone here. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. This is important information, and I think it's information that a lot of the folks out there who could use it best may not be aware of. So thanks for helping us get the word out on that. And let's continue to check in with each other. I confided in you in our last phone call, and on just before we went on air, we're looking to open a studio in the Savannah area. So maybe we'll get a chance to cover some of these stories of these emerging businesses and continue to help you get the word out about this stuff.
Oh, that would be most ideal. Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guest today, Cherie Darien with Small Business Assistance Corporation, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.